Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
Why should sports parents help their young athletes set appropriate goals? This is Lisa Cohn. Here today to address this important topic is Donnie Wilcher, a popular basketball coach and program director for Showtime Athletics in Portland, Oregon. Also joining us is my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Well, Donnie, let's start with you. Have you found that parents need to help their kids set appropriate goals in sports?
Well, yes and no. I think when the parents get involved, sometimes the goals, that actually helps the goal to be unrealistic, if that is indeed helping at all. I think that it should be a balance. The kids should set their own goals, and the parents should just be there to help within those goals, because that's what happens is kids sometimes are pushed a little bit by their parents to reach unrealistic peaks. And if the child is able to think of their own goal, you know, usually it's the more realistic. And sometimes it's a little off the handle, but the parent is there for more of a supportive role than anything.
Well, now, can you give me an example? You actually surprised me with what you told me. So you're saying that it's the parents who set unrealistic goals. They push the kids too hard.
Not in every case, though, Lisa. Not in every case. Some cases, you know, kids are kids. And with that lack of maturity, sometimes they need to be pushed. A lot of times they need to be pushed. And for them to realize how important it is for them to work hard and to attain these goals, you need the parental support, and you need the parents to sometimes be right there to push them and make sure they're doing the things they need to do. However, there are a lot of instances as well where the parents go completely off the handle and they want their child to achieve more so as a means for them to kind of bang their chest or in their social circles to say, hey, my kid is this, my kid is that. And that's definitely not a good thing.
Now, does any example come to mind? You don't have to use any names.
Well, I see it every day within my business. You know, there are a lot of times where you have a dad. There's actually one kid who actually played for me a year ago, and his dad wanted the world for him. He went out of his way to get him all the best shoes and send him to all the right camps and get all the extra personal training and you know, he spent a lot of money, and at the end of it all, he was perplexed at why, you know, the child was not performing at the level he thought he should be at. You know, why was it that my child is not a superstar? And some cases, it's just not meant to be. And in other cases, you end up turning the kid off. And once the child or the athlete is old enough to make his or her own decisions, they tend to veer away from the sport altogether. You know, it sometimes breeds a little hostility, and it completely turns off their desire to want to do well in that sport at all.
Well, now, so how would a parent, or how would you just begin addressing this issue with a kid? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what I would do is, you know, you sit down with a child and you say, look, in all honesty, what is it that you want to do with your chosen sport? Since, I mean, I coach basketball, I usually ask kids, I say, you know, I tell them that there are two different things. You know, there are the people that play basketball and there are the basketball players. Which one do you want to be? And you have to sit down and really assess what it is you want to do. In order for you to make it to make big strides and to become a very good player and to move on and play in college and to possibly go professional, there's a lot of work and sacrifice that needs to be put into that. A lot of times we all love to have fun and play basketball, but there's a work ethic involved that usually makes the difference between the exceptional players and the ones that aren't. So what you would want to do is sit down with a child first and foremost and really see what it is they want to do. And what you do is you put down everything that they're going to need to do to get there. And every parent doesn't have every answer, but you can do that with the coach, or you can do that with, you know, a trainer or whatnot. And you can all sit down and say, hey, these are the things you're going to need to do on a regular basis to reach these goals. And the goals, you can start with a larger goal and you work your way down. And as you work your way down, the athlete can see exactly what points does he need to reach, he or she need to reach, in order to reach that ultimate goal of whatever that may be, to go professional or just to play in college or just to make my varsity team. And
now,
from there, you can get a more realistic approach.
Well, now, at what age would you have this conversation?
that's always tough. You know, there are always those kids who, you know, at 3 years old, they're playing the piano and you know they're destined to play the piano, you know. And then there are others who, you know, you send them to lessons here and they play a little tennis and they play soccer in the spring and they play baseball and they do everything. And ultimately, right around, I usually find that right around fifth or sixth grade, they start to kind of dwindle down and figure out what sports they like more than others. I feel that as you see your child become a little more ahead of it, if his or her class, that's when you address it. When you see that desire to really push on to be something great, then you can do a little nudge in yourself and say, hey, you know, I see that you're exceptional at this. I believe you have the potential to do this, that, and the third, and let me push you a little bit and see if it's worth it for you. The athlete, 99 times out of 100, they'll pretty much tell you where they want to be.
Now, so you think that could be around fifth grade?
Once again, it just depends. You know, some kids it doesn't kick in, some athletes it doesn't kick in until they're junior in high school. You know, I've had guys in my own high school actually who didn't play a lick of basketball until their junior year, and they went on to go to the NBA. And then there are others who, like myself, it's the first time I could pick up a basketball, I was firing at a basket and watching the Lakers and, you know, watching NBA games and wanting to be those guys. So you just never know when it is. That's the trick of it all. One of the great things about being a parent, I suppose.
Now, how old were you when you first picked up a basketball?
Maybe about 5 or 6 years old.
And you knew then?
I didn't even play I didn't play organized basketball until I was about 12, because my dad, as much as he would, you know, push me to work hard and to be good at things, it was more my drive. And when he saw that I was taking it really serious and I was ready to step out against some people and understand their peaks and valleys and to start setting goals for myself, then we started to delve into the small rec leagues and then ultimately up to the AAU and whatnot.
And that was when you were 12?
Yes, I didn't start playing organized ball until 12 years old.
Right, and then just for our listeners, you ended up playing Division I basketball.
Yes.
And getting a scholarship.
Yes, easily. That definitely helped my college tuition.
Right. And now let's talk a little bit about that. Sometimes parents see their kids as their talent or lack of talent as a way to get a scholarship. How do you handle that?
Well, once again, it's not about the pressure of doing it. If that's what you're aiming towards for your child or the athlete in your home, then for me that it's always a good thing. I mean, with anything that you have to purchase, you have to pay for, it's always great if you can find a way to not have to pay for it. I mean, that's just common sense right there. But the pressure of, you know, getting on your child and saying, hey, you need to get a scholarship or you can't go to college, that's a pressure that some kids can't handle. Others that are self-motivated, they're gonna do it because they want to play in college, not necessarily to pay for their education, because they're teenagers and they don't know the difference in the bill anyway.
Right. So the general rule is, don't pressure them with, this is the way you're going to pay for college.
You can pressure, I believe you can pressure athletes and kids in general without giving them ultimatums. And
right.
That's the biggest thing. You don't give them a consequence of if they don't achieve. And that's the biggest thing right there is if they know that you're pushing them and it's for them and it's, you know, and because kids can see through everything. As human beings, you can see through when somebody has an ulterior motive. If they're pushing you for their own benefit or they're pushing you so you can save the family in that regard. And like I said, some kids respond to it, some don't. I just believe that there's a certain level of pushing that always says, hey, if you want to achieve this, so their failures, they can always look at themselves and not necessarily look at you for pushing them too hard or not providing them with an opportunity.
Right. Now, I'm curious, did you feel that pressure to do well in basketball in order to have it pay for your college?
No, that was one of the goals I'd set for myself.
Was it your dad or your mom's goal?
No, my father was actually, he put a lot of pressure on me, but only after I said that, you know, I put the goals in front of myself, and when I was a normal teenager or, you know, a normal adolescent and I get lazy and I don't want to work out, you know, when I put these goals in front of myself and we sit down and we would go over some goals and I'd like to do this and I'd like to play here and when he'd catch me for a week not really doing much, that's when he pushed me. And
right.
It wasn't because I want you to do it. It's because this is what you said you want to do. And I can
right.
see where you're falling off right there. And that's I think that's the best method right there. And so even for the kid, or the athlete rather, they even get a realization of, wow, I mean, how far do I really want to go in this sport? I'm not putting the work in that I'm supposed to be putting in, and it's not because my father or my mother or my coach is telling me I need to do it. It's because here's the blueprint for my success, and I'm not following it. And now I see, geez, maybe I'm not as serious about playing Division I basketball as I thought.
And it's okay to change your goals, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. It's hard to do so when somebody else is your motivating factor. When your parents make that goal for you, it's a lot harder to change that goal.
Right. So the parents who are listening should understand that the athlete may choose one goal and then later change their mind.
Oh, of course. We're human beings. It happens every day of the week.
Right, and that's okay.
Oh, it's definitely okay. Like, once again, if the parents don't put the pressure on themselves, because ultimately that's where the pressure comes into play. They feel the pressure of, I feel like my child should be doing this. I feel like, you know, he should achieve this and achieve that. And when they aren't, they feel that pressure. The child doesn't necessarily feel that pressure unless you bestow that upon him, unless you, you know, approach him and say, hey, you're not living up to expectations. Well, there's some cause for concern there. That's where the child will start to feel like he's not up to par or she is not up to par.
Right. Well, Donnie, you've been very helpful, and now we're going to turn to my brother, Patrick Cohn, and he has something to say about short-term and long-term goals. Patrick, give me your opinions about this topic. At what age do you think parents should start helping kids set long-term goals, and how should they do it?
Well, I think when they're involved in sports, or when they become involved in sports, whether that's 6, 7, 8, or 9, you can start talking a little bit about what goals are. You can introduce the concept of goals, but you might want to wait off until you start with the goal setting process until they become competitive. For example, my daughter has been playing tennis for 2 years. But she hasn't started to become competitive. She hasn't started to play tournaments, for example. So I haven't gone down the route of setting goals. Once she gets to the point where it becomes really competitive and she starts playing tournaments, if she chooses to do so on a weekly basis or every month, then I would want to start talking about goals. But to me, there's different types of goals. There's one is the goal setting you set for the year or for this season, for example, and then there's the other type of goals, which I think you can start at any age, and that's the process goals that I talk so much about.
Right, and Donnie and I were talking more about long-term goals. You know, do you want to be an NBA player? Do you want to get a scholarship? You know, what is it that, why are you playing sports? And certainly the younger kids don't know the answer to that. They're playing sports because they want to be with their friends, usually.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I agree with that. They're there for the social. They're there to have fun. But there's nothing wrong with dreaming, and I think some of the best athletes out there today, when they were kids, they had dreams. You know, whether they were realistic dreams or not really doesn't matter. So it's perfectly acceptable to have dream yourself, you know, being a high-level soccer player or a high-level tennis player or whatever it may be, doesn't mean it's going to become a reality. Goal setting is a much more specific process, in my mind, where you sit down with your child at the beginning of the season and you talk about, what are your goals for this season? What do you want to accomplish?
Right. And I couldn't imagine doing that before middle school, unless you've got a kid who's just absolutely, you know, really, really talented and really passionate about it.
Well, a couple examples. I worked with an 8-year-old motocross student who was racing at a very high level on a national level. That's probably a lot rarer. That's probably a rare situation. And right now, I'm working with a skater that just turned 12 on a national level. Do you think she has goals? Absolutely, she has goals for herself.
Right.
She's homeschooled and she spends 4 or 5 hours a day training in her sport. She wants to get to the top of the sport, and she has goals. So it depends a lot upon the motivation of the child as well.
Right.
And you know, and and what they're willing to do in terms of their competition in their sport.
Right, and that's what I said when I said, unless they're really good or really passionate, and you do see those really passionate kids starting at even 6 or 7. They just love to play sports.
Yes.
But I don't know if they can articulate their goals. I mean, and so if you're talking about long-term goals, what kind of questions would you ask them?
What do you want to accomplish at the end of the season with your performance? Let's say we play in 6 competitions or 6 events. What would you like to accomplish in those 6 events? So you could start with a very broad kind of open-ended question. If they don't know what to say from that point, then I think you can drill down with some more specific things from there.
Now, one thing that Donnie mentioned is as the kids get older and more serious about sports, that once they establish their goals, it's the parents' job to help them follow through on it. And, for example, setting up a weekly schedule, say if it's a workout schedule or a running schedule or just a practice schedule, helping the kids follow through on that kind of commitment.
Well, absolutely. You need a team effort, and that team effort can include what the parents are doing. It has to be the coach, the parents, everybody working the child, everybody working together for the same means. If the parents are home going, oh, you can blow that off today, or, you know, you don't need to do that schedule, then that's not going to really help the child with meeting their goals or committing to their goals. So
right.
Now you're talking to a process about following through and commitment to your goals, and that's probably just as important as the goal-setting process. You can set goals all day long, and if you don't follow through and commit to those, then nothing's going to happen or nothing's going to be accomplished. So, yeah, it has to be, you know, it has to be the coach has to support it, the parents have to support it, but you have to be flexible. Goals are not written in stone. You have to be very flexible in terms of how you set your goals and be willing to go back each, at least every month, if not every week, and modify the goals.
Right. Going back and taking a look at them. Well, before we wrap up, let's give one example, and I think this is a common one. Let's say you've got an eighth grader who wants to make his high school soccer or basketball team. That's the goal.
Okay.
What do you do with that?
From a goal-setting standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, one of the goals is already there. You said to make the team, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, from my perspective, maybe the longer-term goal or the goal that the outcome goal that you want to accomplish. I would want that child to think about, okay, what do I have to do to make the team? What are the things that I'm going to need to improve? So you have to do an honest evaluation. You have to look at where you are currently in terms of the performance, free throws and dribbling and passing and defense and offense, all the different skills in the game, and then set smaller goals around improving your performance so that you can make the team successfully. If you get too obsessed with making the team, then it's hard for you to work on those things that you need to do to make the team.
Right. So separate it into smaller, simpler, more accomplishable goals.
Yeah, focused on performance and improving statistics and improving improving the weaker areas of a person's game.
Right. So break it down. And if you focus, again, if you focus too much on, I got to make the team, that may work against you.
It could turn into an expectation for some kids.
Right, right. So make it smaller and more manageable with that bigger goal in mind, but not always ever present.
Correct.
Great. Okay, well, this has been very helpful, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.